With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At the Democratic National Convention tonight, a ceremonial roll call vote to confirm Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's 2024 presidential nominee. Bob Agnew reports from Chicago.
The live festivities designed to take on the characteristics of a music party with a DJ playing songs to represent each of the 57 delegations, along with lights, visuals, and special effects. Organizers began with President Biden's home state of Delaware and saved till last California and Minnesota, the home states of Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz. Festive, though merely symbolic here at the DNC, as delegates had already voted virtually to confirm Harris as the party's nominee. Bob Agnew reporting from the DNC in Chicago.
U.S. efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas showed little progress Tuesday as Hamas publicly pushed back on President Biden's criticism that the designated terrorist group was holding back on agreeing to the terms of a deal that Washington is working to finalize this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says civilians in Gaza need a ceasefire soon.
With every passing day, the well-being and lives of the hostages are in jeopardy. Time is of the essence because every single day, women, children, men in Gaza are suffering without access to adequate food, medicine, and at risk of being wounded or dying in fighting that they didn't start and they cannot stop.
And this just in, Congressman Matt Gaetz has successfully fended off a GOP challenger in Florida's 1st congressional district. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points. This is SRN News. There will be free abortions at the Democratic Convention.
All this week in Chicago, Planned Parenthood says it will be providing free abortion pills and free vasectomies to convention goers and anybody else who wants them. The giant abortion business has set up a mobile clinic not far from the United Center where the Democratic Convention is taking place. Pro-life advocates, including Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America, say this blatant display is proof that the Democrats are the, quote, party of death. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that she's the Democratic presidential standard bearer, Kamala Harris is clarifying her position on abortion. Harris says if she wins the White House, she will call on Congress to pass legislation guaranteeing abortion access in federal law. She's also promising to block any potential nationwide ban should one clear a future GOP-run Congress. Harris also supports a variety of measures to promote abortion across the country. This is SRN News. California's largest wildfire this year has been significantly tamed.
The Park Fire was 53% contained at last report, after scorching nearly 671 square miles in several northern counties. It destroyed 637 structures and damaged 49, as it became the state's fourth largest wildfire on record. A large portion of the fire area is now in the mop-up stages, and residents of evacuated areas are returning home. Timber in its northeast corner continues to burn. CAL FIRE says the blaze is currently burning islands of fuels within containment lines. John Scott reporting.
A New York law that allows registered voters to cast a ballot by mail was upheld by the state's highest court, which rejected a Republican challenge to the legislation. The State Court of Appeals ruling found the voting expansion law approved by the legislature did not violate the state constitution. More details at SRNnews.com.